Rollout of Seattle's $15 minimum wage is still a half year away, and Seattle's auditor says the city is already learning lessons about how to enforce workplace laws. For the last 2 years, the city has required that businesses pay workers for days homesick. The auditor found that the city didn't investigate the workers' complaints. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
When the city started out with paid sick leave 2 years ago, it decided to go slow. Make sure every business understood what was required before getting serious about enforcement. The auditor found that until the start of this year, the city just wrote a letter to the employer when a worker complained. There was no investigation or follow-up. Assistant Auditor Virginia Garcia.
Without these steps, there's no way to assess or calculate how much back wages were owed to the employees or if the employer was in full compliance with the ordinance.
And the auditor said the city didn't check to make sure complainants actually got their back pay. After the auditor's briefing, city council members talked about how that would go if it were the citywide $15 minimum wage. Council member Mike O'Brien says it's one thing to go soft on punishing employers, but it's another to not even enforce the wages.
It's really critical that even in the early phases where we can go with a soft hand, we have to make sure the employee is made whole.
Patricia Lally took over Seattle's Office for Civil Rights in January. She agrees with the auditor and has already been acting on the recommendations. She says enforcement of the minimum wage will be different.
We will be more effective and probably more aggressive in our enforcement from here on out.
Lally says she needs more investigators. She expects to know if the council will let her hire them by the end of next month. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.